You've heard this before. It's nearly impossible to put a price on happiness and contentment. I'm WSHU music host Emily Boyer. Thousands of people are coming together to bolster cultural expression, celebrate the arts and artists, and make this music accessible to everyone, regardless of their background. You know who you are. You're a financial supporter of WSHU. Thank you for everything you do for our community with your contributions. We're expanding our world together.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around the Long Island Sound. Gas prices are up 80 cents around the region over the last month. Connecticut and New York attorneys general have sued to stop a merger between two companies that own and operate local television stations. Plus, Connecticut lawmakers will consider legislation that would allow off-duty police officers to carry firearms in public schools. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. Gas prices around the region shot up over 80 cents a gallon in just 1 month. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
The average price in Connecticut hit $3.73 a gallon on Thursday, according to AAA Northeast. On Long Island, it's $3.70. Both averages are over 80 cents higher than last month and 75 cents higher than last year. The increase coincides with the United States attack on Iran at the end of February and the ongoing difficulties with transporting crude oil out of the Middle East. AAA says gas prices normally increase in spring due to higher demand and the switchover to summer blends, but usually by only about 30 or 40 cents a gallon. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Connecticut and New York attorneys general have sued to stop a merger between two companies that own and operate local television stations. Nexstar and Tegna operate a combined hundreds of television stations across the country. New York Attorney General Tish James says merging the two is a clear antitrust violation.
The law is clear. The Clayton Act is clear. Mergers that substantially reduce competition are illegal. Our coalition believes this proposed merger does exactly that, and we are asking the court to stop it before harm is done.
If the merger is approved, Nexstar will own and operate television stations that reach 80% of American households. President Donald Trump has said he's in favor of the merger. Connecticut lawmakers will consider legislation that would allow off-duty police officers to carry firearms in public schools. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The bill was approved by the Public Safety and Security Committee and now heads to the House of Representatives. Currently, off-duty police officers are not legally allowed to enter school property armed, even if they're picking up their child from school. Opponents of the bill say the presence of an armed off-duty officer in a school could result in post-traumatic stress for some students. Supporters of the bill say that having a trained officer on school grounds would make the property safer. Current law states possession of a weapon on school grounds is considered a Class D felony. If passed, the bill would make an exemption for off-duty local and state police. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Lake Placid is hosting the World Cup finals for cross-country skiing this weekend. It's the first time ever that the world's best skiers will finish their season on U.S. soil. More on that is ahead.
WSHU delivers trusted news reporting that keeps you accurately informed and uplifting music that delights and surprises you. It's what we're here to do and what you count on. I'm Shelley Hassman-Kadish. Your financial support gives our reporters the resources to separate fact from falsehood. It also brings a daily source of inspiration through classical music. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU. We're expanding our world together.
A New York state court has ruled Nassau County homeowners can provide their own evidence to argue for any unequal property tax assessments. The ruling could reopen thousands of previously denied claims. Homeowners in Nassau County have until the end of March to file for property tax grievances.
About 1,000 Long Island drivers hit a deer in 2024, the highest on record, according to the State Department of Motor Vehicles. Experts say drivers should go slow, use high beams when necessary, and be cautious of deer traveling in packs. The University of Connecticut has held the biggest bond sale in its history, worth nearly $580 million. The university says it plans to use the money to buy new research facilities and infrastructure, and some will go toward buying Waterbury Hospital. The bonds are expected to close in under 2 weeks at the end of March. Eastern Connecticut State University says it'll rename an award for Cesar Chavez after the labor leader was accused of sexually assaulting people, including two underage girls, in the 1970s. Staff at Eastern say they'll rename the award to someone who more aligns with the values they want to represent. Lake Placid is hosting the World Cup Finals for cross-country skiing this weekend. It's the first time ever that the world's best skiers will finish their season on U.S. soil. In addition to 3 days of racing, there will be special events for kids and opportunities to meet American skiers who won medals at the recent Olympics. Emily Russell was at the ski center in Lake Placid this week to preview the event. She spoke with Chris Cheney Seymour from the Olympic Regional Development Authority.
So I want to start with snow. We've had some really warm days here recently, up to like 55 degrees or so. I was watching the snow melt here, you know, in Lake Placid and Saranac Lake in recent weeks. It's back to winter now outside. It's snowing out here. But what's gone into making sure that the trails are ready for this World Cup Finals?
It all comes down to snow production. And so for us, we began as soon as the temperatures allowed in late November, early December, just started making as much snow as possible. And so within the stadium and on the course, when we were complete with snowmaking, had somewhere between 4 to 6 feet of produced snow that was on the 5 kilometer network and in the stadium. In addition to that, we had snow storage piles that were created that then were deployed right before the event. So in like the athlete warm-up and test areas, and two, just having a large pile of snow that's sort of on the edge that we could move and transport to fill in any spots, any places where there'd been a melt. And so we in the last week have really needed to do quite a bit of work with that. And so the transport of snow and the re-grooming and building has been quite active in the last 10 days with the less than seasonably nice weather for snow.
For folks who don't ski, don't watch skiing, aren't big cross-country ski fans, what's the pitch for them to come out and see one of the races happening this weekend?
So outside of the races, they're going to have an absolute blast. From music to flyovers to polka bands to food to interesting expo areas with different companies that are showing what they do and sharing interesting things. It's just going to be a good time. Around that, you're going to have the best cross-country skiers in the world. And I think that for a lot of people, it's hard to, on a television or if they haven't seen it, actually fathom how quickly they move on snow and how competitive and shoulder-to-shoulder the racing is. And so Saturday, an example, which is sprint racing. It's on a short course. It's a little over a kilometer. There will be 10,000 people packed into a stadium, screaming and yelling for these people who are going round after round against each other. And again, it is racing that is very close. There are strategic moves. People are getting cut off. It's quite exciting to watch, and you don't need to know anything about cross-country skiing to enjoy it. And I think the other thing is going to be the crowds, the cheering, the excitement, the energy, and the vibe, just because how sort of intimate the trail system and the stadium is at Mount Van Hovenberg is. There's going to be 10,000 people here, but it's going to feel like 100,000, and it will be loud and exciting and fun, and it's going to be a great show.
So Jesse Diggins is the most decorated American cross-country skier, and you know this is going to be her last race as a professional cross-country skier here in Lake Placid. I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about her legacy and like how the sport, how she's changed the sport, and just how the sport has changed in America, you know, since she started skiing.
Yeah. What is phenomenal in Jesse's career is that she and Keegan Randall, who when they won the first gold medals for U.S. cross-country skiing together in the team sprint in the Olympics, I think it really changed the mindset and it made people believe. And there's been sort of since then this watershed that really in a lot of ways the coaches and that community within U.S. skiing, the clubs of this country, have really gotten behind one vision. And that one vision is not just excellence in performance, but it's also excellence in a community and supporting each other and working together. And Jesse has for sure been the role model of all of that.
This is the first time a World Cup finals for cross-country skiing is on American soil. Do you think that this is the start of a, you know, kind of rebirth or bringing more races like this to the U.S. and maybe even to Lake Placid?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, World Cup Finals coming to Lake Placid has been many years in the making. And I think that for this being cemented really happened when there was a World Cup hosted in Minnesota. And so Jesse very much was pushing bringing the World Cup to the United States in Minnesota a few years ago. When the crowds and the turnout happened, I think it really got the attention of the European federations. FIS was quite curious, and yeah, what is possible in the U.S.? And at that same point, after the revitalization of the venues within the ORTA portfolio, FIS was quite interested in coming back to the States and coming to Lake Placid.
And FIS is the International Ski Federation.
Yes. And so I think what has been happening, though, in this conversation from Minneapolis to here is the conversation is already beginning with FIS on how can they come back to the U.S. more. And what they're seeing is the energy, the activation, the positivity that comes, the crowds arrive, and the athlete experience is viewed as and is significantly positive. So there's a desire to come back more and more. And so, yeah, the conversation for here in Lake Placid is when's the next one? So hopefully it'll all be back in just a couple of years.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org or with the free WSHU app. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk tomorrow. ¶¶